This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday again? Wowie zowie. All right, so things, it seemed like it was just Friday, and Victoria's saying, goodbye, have a nice weekend. Kara says, bye, have a nice weekend. And here we are, the weekend's over, the Olympics are over. It's not over. Well, football season is about to begin, so I guess that excites a lot of people. The political season has excited people. I would be interested, Victoria and Kara here with me, and what your final observations are regarding the Olympics. Silence. Why have I gotten that for everybody? Was it that bad that there was nothing really that jumped out at you when you think? I was thinking about a couple of the women who were gymnasts. I was thinking about the woman who's the judo. With me, it's the women who surpass what your expectations are of them, who I find exciting and exhilarating. The other stuff was all nonsense. Try to get away from it. It's very difficult because some people don't know how to compartmentalize their brains to distinguish or to take away from, the Rio ambiance. Somebody suggested that there be a permanent four-city tour for both the Summer Olympics and the Winter Olympics. So you pick four cities in countries that know what they're doing, that have good warm weather climes for the Summer Olympics, and do the same thing for the Winter Olympics. So you have four different cities that you go to. You just rotate every 16 years.
Yeah.
You go back to that city. They have established a permanent Olympic headquarters, if you will.
That would actually be interesting, because I feel like in every single one of these cities, they have the Olympics, it's this huge thing, and then everything they build was either in disrepair before the Olympics even happened, because they weren't able to finish it, or it becomes, just a mess. It goes into disrepair after all the Olympians leave, because they don't have the money to continue funding it.
Right.
So they could turn all of them into, I don't know, they could be at an Olympic village every 16 years.
Yeah.
And then be used for other activities in between to...
I actually think that would take away. I mean, part of the fun for me growing up watching the Olympics, I like when it's a country that I'm not familiar with, and I like learning.
But it's so expensive. Most countries can't do it anymore.
I know.
It's so expensive, you can't do it. And
I
so
think
you get
obviously
into
it,
what
it
Rio
be,
got into.
Right, but I mean, it should be vetted much more carefully than it was with Rio. But I don't think it needs to be limited to just a few. I mean, I think it could expand. The list could be expanded.
So what are your thoughts? Twitter @GoodDayShow, Facebook.com/GoodDay. Share what you think about having the Olympics done in a better way than what was done this past go-around. Well, it's all so corrupt, though.
Well, I was going to say, to answer your question about the highlights and lowlights, I think it started out really interesting, and all the swimming events were great for the U.S. Michael Phelps was wonderful to see.
Yeah.
And then it really petered out pretty quickly. The gymnastics, the girls were fabulous. But then there was a lot of controversy. The Ryan Lochte stuff was just stupid. There's no other word for it. It was just stupid.
Yeah.
And then I had relatives visiting.
Well, it still is. Their mom
it
was.
Is, yeah.
Focus on it. Why it is
the
Olympic? The guy who runs the Olympics reminds me of the people who run Major League Baseball, the commissioner of basketball. They're just gas bag phonies that are trying to get one more gasp of air in the sunlight and then fade off into oblivion, which is where they ought to be. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I had family visiting from Ireland over the weekend, and the big controversy that I wasn't really aware of, but apparently it's a huge story, is the Irish boxer against the Russian boxer for the gold medal, and it was apparently to everyone watching very apparent that the Irish boxer won hands down, and when the referee held up the winning arm, it was the Russian who was so badly beat up that he could barely stand, and his face was just like from a Rocky movie. He had one eye shut that was just all swollen and beaten up. He was bloody everywhere. And somehow he was named the winner, and the Irish guy literally didn't even have a red mark on him. It was it was that much of a mismatch, and he started flipping everybody off and said it was all corrupt and that they had bought off the judges, that Russia had paid to have him win. I mean, it was really bad. He went home to Dublin last week, at the end of last week, and was met with a huge crowd at the airport, all holding up signs and protests saying, "You were robbed." So that's an interesting sports story.
It is corrupt. It's been become very corrupted.
It's like the didn't they pay off a Russian, a French judge or something in one of the past Olympics for was it gymnastics?
Oh lordy, I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
but yeah, tons of people complained about NBC's coverage of it, and most of the time, you know, I saw things online that once I read it, I was like, this is stupid, why did they do that? But I didn't witness most of it. But on, I think it was Saturday night, we were watching some of the track races, and Mo Farah, who, you know, was really huge, and everybody in Britain likes him, and he won the 5,000 and 10,000 meters this year and in 2012, so it was a huge deal that he won again. The guy who got second was from the U.S., and while they, you know, right after the race, they said, oh, wait, we're getting news that he was disqualified for some reason, and there was, like, a ton of pushing in the front of the race, so we thought, okay, maybe that's why. But the thing is, then they bring this guy on for an interview, and they tell him live on TV that he's been disqualified and doesn't have a silver medal anymore.
He doesn't know.
And that, there was just a lack of tact.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you say this on air when you don't even have any, you know, you don't know why he was disqualified? It was just embarrassing. I don't know why you would ever do that.
Now, here's a takeaway that I wish more people had. I heard some people complaining one day. I forget where I was. I don't even know why this was a focus, but it caught my attention. My ear opened when I heard somebody say, that guy lost the gold. He only got a silver medal. No, no, no. He won a silver medal. He didn't lose anything. You won a bronze. You won a silver. You didn't lose the silver. You didn't lose the gold. You won. You won, for God's sakes, at the Olympics. You won. So if somebody bested you and you expected to win or you wanted to win, or somebody else thought you ought to win, it was something that was pathetic, I thought. Anyway, when I listened to this, oh, Fred lost the gold. No, he didn't. He won the silver. He won the bronze. She won the bronze. They won the bronze. They won the silver. There's no shame.
Yeah. Right.
If you won a medal, you won.
You're totally right. And I saw this a lot with the swimming. You know, they would have an interview immediately after every time they won, or even if they didn't.
You just lost the gold medal.
And yeah,
how do you feel?
They would ask, you know, oh, you got the silver. What do you think happened in that race? Or what went wrong for you?
I won the silver. That's what my answer would be. I won the silver.
Second place in the world.
I mean, think about the successes you have in your life, whether they're big ones or whether they're little ones. Every day, start your day. You don't think these Olympians are going to come home and be thrilled that they have a medal to bring with them? Maybe you should try that on your own.
Right.
Maybe you should come up when you are start a conversation with somebody. You're a salesperson and you make the sale, something like that, whether it's a small one or a big one. Those people who say, I can't do this, all right? Now, yes, you can. The Olympians show you what you can do. That's, for me, the best example, the best, the most practical takeaway from the Olympics is looking at these people who are like the little engine that could. You can. I know I can. I will. I won. That's it. So if you are particularly proud of something that you've done, no matter whether it's big or little, hold on to that. Think about your successes every day. I certainly think about the success of many of these people. Names I never heard of before. Faces I've never seen before. Events I never paid any attention to before.
Or didn't know existed, like men's field hockey.
Yeah, right.
Didn't know that existed.
Or the woman's judo. Man, you saw that woman. Whoa! There's something there that is powerful. A lot of these women have done extraordinary things. I have more respect for the women athletes, generally speaking, than I do the men, because they do what isn't expected of them, and it isn't expected because we are sexists. We don't think women can do as well as they do, And so there are not as many expectations. And I think that that's outrageous, frankly. There are some women that did fabulous things, fabulous feats, and men as well. But the women tend to be overlooked, or as the news media proved in its ignorance, the coverage of the women. If there was somebody connected to them, like the woman from Chicago, her husband plays for the Bears, they paid no attention. They didn't even use her name in the story. You should be slapped silly for stuff like that. Anyway, 16 past the hour. Here's something that you ought to think about today. If you've had a really rigorous weekend, maybe I had too much ice cream. Usually, I stay away from ice cream. But this weekend, I had a lot of ice cream. And when I had my store, I used to have Charlotte and I going every day, and we'd have ice cream, the dairy store. But I have sort of stayed away from it because I'm trying to shake off a little bit of still a little winter roundness. And but it's something that I love. I'll have a cookie and some ice cream. And so I was a bad boy this weekend and did a lot of that sort of thing. It won't kill me because I'm aware. You need to be aware. The reason I tell you that story is because a lot of people are not aware of their blood circulation and the plaque buildup in your arteries because you haven't had a checkup for decades. Do you know there's nothing more foolish than not having your body checked every year, an annual physical, so you know what your heart's doing, what your arteries are doing, what's going on in your body. So, I tell you these stories because when you find out that you have plaque buildup and you wonder, what am I going to do about this? My suggestion is you call 800-655-4183 and order SuperBeets. It opens up the plumbing in your system. That's what it does. It's your body needs oxygen. Blood carries oxygen. And SuperBeets, because of its nitric oxide component, when it gets into your system, the arteries to open up and get your blood around your muscles and to your brain and to all the extremities. Everything in your body is going to be better taken care of because you have strong circulation with healthy oxygenated blood. Poor circulation, not smart. Good, strong circulation, very smart. You will feel the difference. Call 800-655-4183. If you've never ordered SuperBeets before, you're going to get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. Comes with the first order, which you get at 800-655-4183. Get your body healthier. Get your circulation going. And read the book, Beat the Odds, which comes with your first order as well. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. So order SuperBeets now at 800-655-4183 or online at DougLikesBeets.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Huh? hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anybody much better than the boss when it comes to a history of pop music that lasts, what, 40 years? At this point, the guy's still growing his entourage, and he's still going out on the road. This is not just a little. This guy fills up every stadium that he goes to. I think he does four of these a week, doesn't he? If I'm not mistaken,
he's out definitely makes
all
multiple,
the time.
Yeah, multiple stops wherever he goes. Sometimes he up to maybe 13 nights he's done. In
really?
Areas.
In a row? Yeah. So he's enlisted. Billy Joel, who was in Boston last week, Bruce Springsteen has enlisted the help of Representative Bill Pascrell of New Jersey, trying to solve the frustration that's shared by most of us when we try to buy tickets to concerts and Broadway shows and sporting events. Ticketmaster and WHORE go well together. the fans that are so annoyed. I think he's in MetLife Stadium three times this week, isn't he?
Yes.
A lot of people pay a lot of money to see him. So this bill from Congressman Pascrell is called A Better Oversight of Secondary Sales and Accountability in Concert Tickets. But it's also called the Boss Act, in homage to Springsteen, complained that fans were being directed to a website owned by Ticketmaster, where tickets are being offered at more than four times their face value. As I said, WHORE goes well when you talk. They're not just Ticketmaster, they're all the same, but Ticketmaster is the worst. The law would crack down on the use of these computer programs that are used by ticket brokers to buy up all the tickets. It would also force Ticketmaster to disclose exactly how many tickets are on sale for every show to cut down on some of the mystery. This is something that is a complete disaster for people like me. It's going to Adele, for example.
You're right.
$1,400.
That's crazy.
It's not out of your mind. But people fill up the stands because they want to go. But the average person, who's going to come up with, even I can afford $1,400 if I want to spend it, but I don't want to spend it. I'm not going to spend it. I refuse to spend it. I remember last year, Meredith and I went to see a couple of shows in at Fenway Park, and I think I paid $400 a seat for the tickets, and they were good tickets, but still the face value was half that, I think, $280 or something like that. The brokers use illegal software to quickly purchase all of the tickets they can and then sell them at these ridiculous markups. In New Jersey, the Attorney General's office found third-party brokers resell tickets on sites like StubHub and Tickets Now at margins of 49% above the face value, sometimes 10 times the price of the ticket. So let's follow this law and see, hopefully.
I hope this passes. In New York, in New York, they're working on similar legislation, and it's been spearheaded by Lin-Manuel Miranda because of Hamilton ticket prices, which he can't do anything about. But the resale on Hamilton tickets, I mean, it's ridiculous.
How much?
Oh, well, when he was still in the production, there were front row tickets that went for $16,000 a ticket.
Gee, real.
And people paid it. Somebody paid it.
Out of your minds.
But he's been trying to work on this too in New York for all the Broadway shows and concerts because the ticket bots are horrible. No one stands a chance.
Chris Noth, the actor, owns a Broadway theater as well, and I remember him getting involved in all of this. It seemed to be in the last year or so. So there's a lot of people who are trying to fix the problem, but it's definitely an WHORE's business, if you know what I mean. 28 past the hour here.
Your mind is great the way it is. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is one of the most powerful exercises in the world that you can do for your brain. In fact, regular meditation has been demonstrated to have some pretty wonderful effects on health. Oftentimes, when people begin meditating, however, they do so with the belief that they have to quiet their minds. So they become very frustrated when they can't stop thinking during meditation. But, as a great Zen master once said, what's wrong with thinking? Look, it'd be amazing to be in a place of such peace that you have an absence of thoughts. And working toward that goal is great, but in the meantime, instead of judging or beating yourself up for having thoughts, just embrace them. Effective meditation, after all, works just as well when you're observing your thoughts as it does when your mind is completely quiet. For more on meditation and peace, visit drchristianconti.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Recognizing that today is perhaps for somebody the best day of the week. Maybe you consider Friday to be the best day of the week. I consider every day to be the best day of the week. 34 after Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Some good news from the first week of school. Saying that, woof. Here's the story of a Texas teacher who was buying, you know, the school systems around the country are so wasting your money, the tax money that's collected, that teachers are being required to buy the school supplies. So this teacher,
or in most cases, they're not even required. They're just doing it out of their own pocket because
right,
they know
exactly.
The kids need it. It's terrible.
Yeah. So here's a teacher brought to tears over the weekend by a stranger's generosity. This is something I find very encouraging. This is the kind of stuff people will talk about this, and I'm sure we'll post it. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Didn't I just ask a question? I asked for you to get. Did we post something? It just went out of my mind what we were talking about before that we asked. I asked you to give us an opinion on something. And now you don't remember either.
No, I don't.
I love that. Okay, anyway, so let's talk about teachers. Let's talk about education. Let's talk about schools in the United States that are public schools. Here's a lady named Sabrina Drood, who teaches 7th grade science in a city in Texas, was buying notebooks at the store for her students when a man in line behind her surprised her by paying the bill, which was $97. The Good Samaritan's name was Lester Brown. After the story went viral, he said, "I paid it," and then she started to cry. And then she was going to make me cry, so I looked away. Lester Brown is the father of 5 people, works as a pastor and a reentry specialist at the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. He said, quote, "I remember I had this $100 bill with the intention of responding to something in need, and God said, respond. You want people to live better? Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor means do your part." So Sabrina Drood said she has stayed in touch with Lester since this meeting. "I would love for more people to be influenced by this story," she said. "Started some great conversations about teachers and education. It sure has." Again, back to the negative side of this is, what the heck are all these jurisdictions doing with the money they collect in taxes? We pay... In Framingham, I'm a member of town meeting, and we pay $125 million a year for the education of about 9,000 students are in the system, town of 70,000. And to look at the money that we spend, and people don't question it because it's education, which is nonsense. You question everything. These people are very capable of wasting lots of money, like everybody else involved in bureaucracy is, and not spending it. Unfortunately, there are some people, there are some teachers who are in town meeting. I'm a former teacher, so you don't get the wool pulled over your eyes, because I look at some of these numbers and I think to myself, what in the world am I spending this kind of money on these sorts of things? And then, we're talking about something that's very obvious, that there isn't enough money to buy supplies. I can remember I was the mimeographer. We had those old mimeograph machines, so you don't even know what that is.
Well, I've never even heard of mimeography. What is that?
Mimeograph machines were, somebody who's a teacher goes back a bit, you want to help me, 888-302-3684. Okay, so we'd have, when we're giving a test, for example, we go to a typewriter, and we take this paper that had an inked background, a second page, which was just basically ink. And so you would type the whatever it is that you wanted to get around. And we used to get our notices that way. And then you'd put it in a mimeograph machine. And it would attach to the top, it says, on a drum, and you just run it over like a printing press. It was sort of like a homemade printing press. And the ink that was used, or there was a liquid that had, what a great smell. I mean, it was enough probably, it was probably outlawed today. Because, but I remember loving to be, I volunteered to be, in the 4th grade, I think I started. I go down to the office, and some of them were hand crankers, and others were electric. And I just put the paper in on the drum. I bet you if you Google mimeograph machine, it'll come up. And then you'll see how you place the stuff on the drum, and then you made copies of it. And we had paper, we had pencils, we had all the supplies. Today, we had a discussion at a town meeting last year. They don't have any of these things. They're expected, the schools have them, but they don't have them, they don't have pencils. Well, the thing is, nobody uses pencils anymore anyway, because the big discussion last year was whether we provide everybody with a tablet, with an iPhone, an iPad. And we, I didn't vote for it, but I think we, over a 3-year period, funded $300,000 a year to buy iPads. So everybody in the system have an iPad. They're assigned an iPad in, the 6th grade or something, and they keep it. It's theirs. We've given them an iPad.
Do they have to give it back at the end of the year?
No, well, they keep them. and through the course of their being in school, and if they lose them, they have to buy a new one.
Right.
Yeah. My pal Bob just said they were spirit duplicators. They were, and the spirit that you smelled was ooh, ooh, ooh.
Well, I looked it up, and the funny thing is, after you type in mimeograph, which I misspelled, and then it corrected me, it says... The mimeograph smell is the second search item. So apparently there was something going on there with that ink. But apparently what it was, I guess, is a manual photocopier.
Yeah. It wasn't a photocopy. It was a...
Right.
You,
well, I mean,
you typed it on the... You typed what you wanted on the sheet, and then the back had ink on it, and that's how it would just duplicate itself.
It said it's a duplicating machine that produces copies from a stencil, now superseded by a photocopier.
Yes. That's good.
Got it. Makes sense now.
All right. Got it?
Got it. Now I know what the heck you're talking about, Doug.
And you know the smell. Well, I get too detailed. When I talk about stuff like that, I give too much detail in the story. But I think what I've gotten out of it are some of the old-timers listening are smiling, especially some of the old teachers are smiling themselves right now. They're just chuckling at me telling the story. But the bottom line is, the good side of this is, here's somebody who's really willing to help, and a preacher, what a great, it's really literally put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
But how many times might that be duplicated over the course of the next couple of weeks, because really school in session, I think we start here next week. I don't understand why they start school and then they stop it for Labor Day. So wait till Labor Day's done and then go back. Anyway. I'm a traditionalist, it would seem. The story of the water and the dirt and the smell from Louisiana up next, 43 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 2-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more in car insurance? Means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago, even while you were listening to us talk about something important. That's important, too. Yes, 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 and yes. It's 45 past the hour. Yes, the areas in Louisiana around Baton Rouge, the water everywhere, the dirt that has come out of the river and covered everything, houses, cars, the roads, as the water recedes somewhat. Some of these areas where there are thousands of residents who are dealing with this, no school there, all these historic floods, and then after the dirt, when stuff starts to dry, it's the smell of dead carcasses, of animals, of cows, of horses, of it's just, oh my God. I this is maybe the silliest reference, and you'll all say, ah. There's a guy on Facebook who doesn't like me. Every time I say something, he's happy to post a, there's Doug, he doesn't know what he's talking about again.
Why does someone listen then?
I know, yeah, why go away? Why don't you
get
go away?
Get a hobby. Yeah, get a new friend. I never understand people like that.
Anyway, so the point is that in this circumstance, I was thinking about smells. I was driving my tractor across town to bale some hay over the weekend in another area. And I was going up a street, and I can only go 18, maybe 20 miles an hour is about as safe as I want to be hauling a baler down the road with a tractor. So this garbage truck goes by me. And as it goes by, I smell the contents of the truck. And the truck stays in front of me for about a mile. And I'm breathing, I mean, nothing, it's probably not anywhere near as bad as the smell of mimeograph, the spirit stuff that I used to smell when I was doing the copying when I was in school. But the smell really stuck with me, because now I know what these guys who drive these trucks have to be around all day long. Can you imagine? The garbage, the smell of the garbage, which is basically on a hot day like it was 80, I don't know, it was like 88, 89 degrees. Imagine that stuff cooking inside of a truck. With that heat and what that smell and what also was in that truck. Ah. So think about that. Multiply it out about 1,000 times. And that's what you got today and this week and maybe this month until the rains. You got to clean this stuff up. There'll be other rains that will clean it up to a point. Although the dirt in the street, you'll have to somehow deal with. But just imagine. I don't think most of you can imagine being in that situation. Especially, remember how humid and hot it is down there.
Well, I have been stuck behind garbage trucks in New York City, and the you know, when you're downwind from it, it is the worst smell ever. And that's only for just a few minutes while you're trying to get away from it. I can't imagine being immersed in it.
Yeah, no, it's really, really something to behold. And there's a lot of federal money that's going to go down there to clean things up. FEMA, you know, they're pretty badly run. Look at all the stuff that was after Hurricane Katrina. Remember that story?
That was just a disaster.
The number of these mobile homes that were ordered and sat in a parking lot and never got used. They spent $60,000 apiece for them.
Well, the ones that people were living in were killing people. They were toxic and formaldehyde. Right. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah. All right. Zika.
Zika.
In the news in Florida. Gulf Coast states, Louisiana and Florida now seem to be vulnerable to the spread of the Zika virus. The Louisiana flooding contributing to its spread, says one of the doctors at the National Institute of Health. There is a proposal to spray, and people don't want to spray because it'll be bad for the birds. And so let's not do that. I've said this before. And I say it again, there's a product that we've been talking about here that could be manufactured in mass, Cedarside, using cedar natural ways of getting rid of natural pests. It's very simple. I don't know why these people aren't using it. 10 minutes before the hour.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
It's Monday Tech Talk time with Victoria and I scrutinizing some of the things that you'll probably use and or learn and feel comfortable or more comfortable. There is a way for you to sell books now online that's new. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Plus, Netflix is going to be available in hotels pretty soon. Victoria will have that story in a moment here.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
Plan your dive and dive your plan. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how this simple rule can make the difference between a great dive and a not-so-great dive.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Proper dive planning is essential. Pick a dive site within the experience level of you and your buddy. Decide on the objective of the dive. Set a depth limit and time. Identify entry and exit points, and make sure you have a current emergency action plan. Finally, complete a pre-dive safety check and confirm your dive plan with your buddy. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Radio.
All right, let's get to this Netflix story, Victoria. Where and how and will we, like, can we find a brand? Is it something that all the big brands are going to do, put Netflix in the rooms?
Well, yeah, there's a company called NCO, and they create the entertainment systems that are in pretty much standardized in all hotel rooms, and they now have just acquired a license to show Netflix at hotels in all countries where Netflix is available. So Marriott and La Quinta and Hilton last summer started rolling out in certain hotels. They would offer Netflix service to try to test it out.
Maybe I'm not looking for it.
That's true. You might not. Maybe people don't even know it's available. But now this is going to be kind of a standard thing as we move forward into 2017. So the good news for hotels, they want people watching Netflix on their TV systems as opposed to using it on their devices, because all you're doing is just sucking up the Wi-Fi in the hotel. So this is actually so if you're traveling and you really need to get work done and everyone around you is using Netflix on a tablet or laptop, this is actually going to be better for you to use the hotel Wi-Fi.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what's this way that people have of selling things? I mean, we've had eBay. Is this a way of selling things, a counter to eBay?
Yes, there's some great new apps. People have things around their house where if you want to get rid of things and you don't really know what to do with them, a lot of stuff gets thrown out, or people try to list things on eBay. And eBay's been fine. I mean, people love eBay. But if you're in the position where you don't really want to deal with shipping, and if you don't want to deal, you know, and then you also don't want to use Craigslist, because then you have people coming to your home, and that can also be a security issue sometimes. So there are three great new apps. If you want to sell old books, whether it's textbooks or hardcover books or whatever you have that's laying around, there's an app called Book Scouter, and it searches 30 websites that buy books back, and so it actually helps you find where you can make the most money off of your books.
I just bought a couple of books last week on Amazon, and they were used books. I think one of them was. I got one for me, and then I sent one along. But I think I made sure that one was new, the one I got. I got a used one. It cost me $9 or something.
Right.
How do they get into the system? How do they get them back from people?
Well, Amazon has retailers that they'll, like Book Scouter. Once you sell your book through Book Scouter, then Amazon will go and they'll buy up books from used book
dealers.
But you
can sell cars on this thing too, huh?
Well, no, this is a different app. So these are three different apps. So if you want to get rid of your car, buying and selling a car, especially a used car, it's that can be a very tedious process. So there's an app called Beepi. It's Beepi. And it makes the whole process much more streamlined from selling your car from home.
Beepi. Beepi. So Beepi and Book Scouter.
Yeah.
Two things to keep in mind when you're selling those things. 59 past.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes, so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.